We have a quorum for our first meeting of the Legislative Commission on Pensions and Retirement. Welcome to everybody in the audience. Very good to see you all. And welcome, new commission. Seriously, do I have to give it up? Seriously? Before we get started with nominations, I would certainly enjoy and love to hear from everybody what districts you represent, and if we can go around the table. Representative Murphy?
I'm Mary Murphy. I represent District 3B, which is in northeastern Minnesota, around Duluth. But I have two precincts in Duluth. I have four precincts in Two Harbors. I have one big precinct in Proctor, three precincts in Hermantown, and nine townships.
Representative Murphy, how long have you been on pensions?
I have been on pensions since the 90s, probably maybe 94.
I'll be 93 or 95.
Somewhere in the early 90s.
That's wonderful.
And I've been in the legislature. This is my 37th year.
Isn't that something? Okay.
I have different districts before.
That's great. Thank you. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Senator. My name is Will Morgan. I represent Burnsville and Lakeville, and I am from Burnsville in the southern Minneapolis suburbs.
Wonderful.
Hi, Mike Benson, and I represent the southern tip of Rochester, but I have about two-thirds of Olmsted County.
Okay.
26B.
Super.
I'm John Lesh. I represent St. Paul, Como Park, North End, Hamlin, and the East Side.
I'm Representative Nelson, and I represent the southern part of Brooklyn Park. It's a lot smaller, lot less cities, so just the one. And I'm back on pensions. I was on it for 6 years prior to this.
There's that talk.
I'm Tom Saxug. I represent Senate District 5. Which includes Bemidji, Grand Rapids, Walker, and everything in between. And I've never been on the Pensions Committee before, so I'm happy to be here.
You're going to love it.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's a great commission.
I'm Alice Johnson, represent District 37 out in Anoka County, represent really the whole city of Blaine, half of Coon Rapids and half of Spring Lake Park. And I have never been on the Pension Committee before.
Sandy Pappas. I am also from St. Paul, like John, but I represent downtown St. Paul and neighborhoods to the south and the west and the north. And I believe this is my seventh year on pensions. This is my seventh or ninth. The years go by so fast. It's the seventh year.
Dave Thompson. I live in Lakeville, and my district includes Lakeville, Farmington, and then large rural part of southern Dakota County right down to the Northfield border. And this is my first foray into pensions. I'm told that this is where it's proven that figures lie and liars figure. So we'll see how that goes.
You'll love it.
I'm Barb Goodwin, Senator, and I represent all of Columbia Heights, all of Fridley, all of New Brighton, all of St. Anthony Village, the little town of Hilltop, and a piece of Spring Lake Park, three counties and six school districts. And this is my first time on pensions.
Welcome. And I'm Senator Rosen. This is my fourth or fifth year on pensions. I can't remember. But I asked. I'll go with that. I asked to be on pensions because I think this is a very important part of the state budget and our commitments to our state workers and those involved in the pension funds. And I actually love it. When I say that, people think I'm crazy, but it is a fascinating group of people that work on this. You will, for those who have not served on pensions but have dealt with pensions, it's a wonderful bunch of people in the audience there that you'll be able to work with. And I think we've done just a bang-up job in Minnesota on our pension reform. And I look for, oh, Representative Kahn.
Sorry.
That's all right. And I look forward to working in this commission because it is not partisan at all, and that's really refreshing. With that, I think we are missing a few other people. But before we open up our election here for our new chair, I would like to have the people that really run the Pension Commission here at the table and at the other table over here introduce themselves. But Mr. Burke?
I'm Ed Bjerg, the Deputy Director. I've been here since the 1989 session.
Okay. I'm Larry Martin. I'm the Executive Director of the Commission. I've been with the Pension Commission two different stints. 1974 through 1982, went to Pennsylvania to help set up their pension commission, came back in 86, and I've been here since then.
I'm Lisa Dieslin. I'm the commission assistant. I'm the one who sends you all the lovely emails, and I've been with the commission since the 2000 session.
Wow, that's great. Representative Kahn, we just went around and introduced ourselves, if you wouldn't mind.
Phyllis Kahn, state representative from District 60B, which is around the University of Minnesota, and I've been on the Pension Commission as long as almost anybody else, or about anybody else. About the same, who knows? And I remembered my former senator, Senator Pogamilla, would always say, remember, the Pension Commission is kind of like a sentence. So.
I love to be punished, I guess. I don't know. Okay. And folks over there on the table, can you just mention who you are, please?
My name is Ryan Majerus. I refer to Senate Research. First time covering pension.
Frank Sunday, Senate Public Research.
Joe Marble, House Republican Research.
Great. Okay. And with that, we are going to open up for the elections of the chair. I'm open for nominations.
Madam Chair.
Representative Murphy.
I nominate Sandy Pappas, Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas has been nominated. Is there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Senator Hayden, you just came in for a vote.
He can't vote if he hasn't introduced us.
Well, we have to have him. Senator Hayden, we just went around and introduced ourselves.
Oh, great.
And if you could tell you where tell everybody where you're from and first time on the Pension Commission.
That's it. Good. Well, good afternoon to the members of the committee. I am Jeff Hayden. I'm state senator from Senate District 62, which is South Minneapolis. This is my, I guess, second term, but second year in the Senate. My first time on this committee, and I want to apologize to the members for being late, but I was detained in the majority leader's office. And was
hope it wasn't a spanking. Hope it wasn't a spanking.
I was trying to get in.
Well, Senator Hayden, we have a nomination on the table for Senator Pappas as the chair of the commission. Any other nominations? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Congratulations, Senator Pappas.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Senator Rosen, did you point out the historic first for this commission?
For
the historic first for the Pension Commission.
To have me or her?
Seven members.
Oh, seven members.
Oh,
that's
all right.
Seven members.
We went from
six.
Five on each side to seven members. That's
yeah.
Also, I'm sure everyone knows that the chair of the Pension Commission shifts back and forth between the House and the Senate. So it's the Senate's turn to chair, and we have great assistance from former chairs on the House side. Mary Murphy and Phyllis, were you the chair?
Never.
Oh, never the chair, but a longtime member.
But.
So it's good to have some experience. Mike Nelson, Representative Nelson, also is a more experienced pension member because we are – Julie and I are probably the most experienced on our side, but we want to welcome all the new people. We think the Pension Commission staff will help get everyone up to speed. We might want to do a little training session at some point. But thank you all for electing me. I think it might have been the easiest election I've ever had to do in my life, which is kind of shocking, really. We'll open nominations now for vice chair.
Madam Chair.
Senator Johnson.
I am very pleased to nominate the Honorable Mary Murphy for Vice Chair.
Right. Representative Mary Murphy has been nominated. It's also customary that the Vice Chair would come from the House side. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, all those in favor of Mary Murphy for vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. And what's the deal with secretary?
It comes from the secretary.
The chair can be the same as the chair, and usually a minority member. You can ask Larry for more information as well.
Why don't you take that for a minute? I would like to nominate Julie Rosen to be secretary of the Pension Commission. So once in a while, you'll get to chair. Mary and I are gone.
Do I have to take notes, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
No. I don't have to take notes.
Lisa will take the notes.
Are there any other nominations for vice chair, for secretary? Any other nominations? Okay, then all in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Representative Kahn.
Madam Chair, I have to point out one more connection. I know this is really offensive to tie people to their spouses, but Senator Johnson's husband was a superb chair of the Pension Commission at one time. Yeah. So I imagine she's able to get some advice on pension issues.
Oh, Richard Jefferson.
And I'm Madam Chair, if I might. I felt after I introduced myself, I thought I should have mentioned my experience with pensions. And I already asked to Richard, if I need some advice, you got to be helping me.
I know several of us have evening engagements, so the only thing on the agenda right now, besides the election, is to just figure out a meeting time. And I just want to open that up for discussion. The last couple years, the Pension Commission met, I believe, at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday or Wednesday. There also is a possibility to meet on a Friday morning, which the rural members hate, or a Monday morning, which the rural members hate. So does anybody have any requests, suggestions? Senator Rosen.
Well, Madam Chair, the problem with Monday and Friday mornings is the major committees in the Senate are meeting then, and anybody that's serving on the Health and Human Services, I believe that taxes. We will be meeting Monday mornings and Friday mornings, so that's going to be an issue. But I'm not sure, Madam Chair, if your pleasure is to start working on it soon. Historically, in the past, not the last 2 years, but we've always met at the very, very tail end. It seems. But are you planning on having meetings?
I think that it's probably going to be better for us to try to meet early before we get too busy with our committees. Mm-hmm. Whether all the bills have been introduced or not or are ready to go, I'll have to check with the staff. So it won't necessarily be next week, but if we could just have a discussion about, you know, I was kind of figuring that Friday and Monday was not going to be too popular. Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair, the only issue with Wednesdays is the DFL House Caucus. We do have usually a Wednesday scheduled caucus meeting that at
Republican
5 o'clock.
Caucus on the Senate at the same time, so Thursday would be better for us, right?
And to the point about us
Wednesday
starting later,
caucus.
I know those of us that have been on the Pension Commission before urged our leadership to appoint the commission early this year, because that's usually been the problem why we've met late, is that the commission hasn't got appointed early enough, and then we end up in a big rush with late night meetings because we have to get through them before the deadline. So that's why I'm glad to see that our leadership listened to us this year.
And I think the problem with Thursdays is the House is in session, and we don't know how long the House is going to go. Senator Saxon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On Tuesdays, I chair a committee that meets from 3:30 or 3 to 5:30, but at 5:30, if that would work. On a Tuesday?
Tuesday at 5:30. Representative Kahn.
Well, I was also going to point out that for the last, I don't know how many years, the pension bill has no problems going through. Don't forget the deadline. The deadline is not a serious thing for the pension bill. I'd like to see the Rules Committee say we're not going to have a pension bill because it missed the deadline.
Right. Yes, Senator, Representative Denson.
Thank you. I got elevated there for a second.
It's going to take a while.
Madam Chair, we're all here now, except for one, Representative Driscoll. It would seem that apparently Tuesdays look good, and we've got one suggestion at 5:30. I'd just make a suggestion that we make it Tuesdays at 5:30.
Tuesday at 5:30. Okay, is that we'll have a consensus for our first non-vote. Why don't we do Tuesdays at 5:30, and then we'll send out a meeting notice, but if you could kind of block that time tentatively off, maybe not starting next week, but the week after, for us to meet.
Every
Sorry.
Well, let's block it off for every Tuesday for now, because we don't know at this point how busy we're going to be. But I know we do have some important issues to take care of. Any other questions, comments, concerns that you want to share? We can alternate who brings food. Keep us going, or cookies at least. All right. All right, then. Thank you all very much, and we'll see you in a couple weeks, and the meeting is adjourned. So now that I'm